Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Numero uno here at your service. As always, thanks for joining me. Thanks for being with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, that's a sign of your very high intelligence. You're going to get smarter because we have Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox at your service here on the show. They're our guests and our longtime friends and longtime members of our Brain Trust. They're two of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust. They're the authors of Abulard's ABCs of Branding, and only these two wacky ladies could come up with a title for a book like that, and that's one of the reasons why we love them. Dr. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Gene, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you guys back. And I hope my calls, by the way, whoever's phone is ringing there, just hold my calls.
That's unfortunately my opinion.
Yeah, well, just tell them we'll call them back. Okay. Now, one of the things that I know you want to talk about, Jane, today, and or maybe it was Gene that was telling me this, I get confused sometimes, was dealing with media. Now, why does dealing with media, what's that have to do with branding?
Well, one of the things we've seen a lot lately is that media is everywhere now because of cameras and cell phones and the Internet, and that nowhere is actually a private anymore unless you've really taken steps to ensure that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we're no longer, in some sense, our private, or what we would think of is not really on display, is.
Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, somewhere that you think you ought to have some privacy in your own car, and, you know, let's say I'm in my car rocking, you know, I'm doing the bobbing and weaving thing in my car listening to music. Somebody next to me could video me with their little camera phone, which I have one of those, by the way. I don't use it to invade other people's privacy. I don't even know why I have it. It just came with the ding with the phone.
But
I'm not even sure I know how to use it. But that's another story. But somebody could be videotaping me bobbing and weaving to rock and roll, which without the music would make no sense at all. Yeah. And then they could put that up on YouTube.
Right. That's exactly right.
And they could say whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
And they can say whatever
about
they
why
want.
You were bobbing and weaving.
What are we going to do about that, Gene?
Boy, I wish I had an answer for that. You just have to be really careful today. And Jane always says to me, you know, if you don't want something printed in the New York Times, don't write it. Don't send it. So it's like in emails, you have to be very careful what you say because they can get spread all over the place. And blogs.
So no one has it. There are no private moments anymore. Almost.
Basically,
lock your door at home. Pull the shades down. turn the alarm on, and hope.
No, I don't. You don't have to go to that point, but you do have to be aware that everything that you do. I mean, we say this all the time when we talk about branding. It's your brand is the sum of everything that you do in public.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just what your logo looks like or what your marketing materials are or what your salesperson says. It's how you behave. And unfortunately, with the new media, a lot of that can get captured when you're not paying attention.
Classic examples of that, ladies, are some of the politicians who may have had years and years of excellent service. But somebody captures one weak moment where one thing is said, maybe it's even taken out of context, but it gets out there. No one knows that it's out of context, at least not the general public. And the next thing you know, all those years of wonderful service to their state or their country is basically null and void.
Yep. And it's
that's not right. That really isn't right, is it?
It's It's not right, but it's something we have to deal with. You know, we're not here to say what's right or wrong. We're only here to say this is something you have to manage.
Yeah, I'm as you were talking about that, I'm imagining, you know, one of the world's top etiquette experts at a restaurant. And the next thing you know, the video of her eating at this restaurant with her elbow on the table or picking up her fried chicken with her fingers, I can just imagine that on YouTube and really, you know, freaking everybody out. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing that is that we used to be able to control a lot better what was on the media.
Right.
You know, and there was a whole field of controlling what was on the media by choosing your time and place.
Right.
And that's gone now.
The media is out of control because
the media is everywhere.
It's been so democratized, hasn't it?
Well, that's the point I was just going to make, Jim.
Well, hold on to that thought because I'm going to let you make it when we come back after this break. Because we around here, though, we're completely in control of our media. We got to take a quick break. Here's the wild man, Joe Cocker, to take us out. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you show up, we'll let you right in, and you can use all of our resources that are there, thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of good stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including past interviews that I've done with our good friends Jane Cameron and Gene Wilcox, the co-author of Aboulard's ABCs of Branding. Jane, I'd like for you to give us the website, please.
www.catalogos.com. CATTLELOGOS.com.
Catalogos.com, and they can find more about the book there and what you guys do to help people with their branding strategies, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And Gene, you were telling us something as we went to the break.
Yes, and we were talking about control of the media, and the key thing that has changed is it used to be that the control of the media was centralized. It was handled through the people who owned the media, the TV or the broadcast stations. And what has happened is that it's no longer centralized. It goes to what we used to talk about in the business as to the edges, where the users are controlling the content, the viewers, so that you have a video.
Pardon me, Gene. I couldn't help but think that the inmates are in charge of the asylum when you said that.
Absolutely. That's a great way to look at it.
That's a little, you know, and as we were saying that, a chill went up my spine.
And people think about it. People find something on the internet and they believe it. And they have no way of knowing whether the person who put that up there is sane or insane or lying or trying to convince them,
or if the words or the picture was manipulated somehow.
Right. I've done enough with Photoshop to know that I don't trust any picture that's published anymore.
Well, have either one of you guys ever actually been on YouTube? Have you been?
Yes.
I have to say I've never been there.
Oh, I highly recommend going for a visit.
Is it going to frighten me?
No, it's just going to familiarize you with how much things have changed.
Yeah.
That it's not the world we lived in, and we basically all have to start thinking about how these new media affect us and our businesses.
Well, I grew up where, you know, you worked all day. When I was a kid, you know, you went to school or you worked all day, and you came home and you find out what happened by watching the evening news.
Yep.
And then you went to bed and you woke up and read the paper, and that's how you find out what happened overnight or whatever. And so, you know, twice a day you plugged in with the world and you went on with what you're doing. Today, it's not like that at all. And of course, as you say, it's changed quite a bit in many different ways, but especially the velocity. I mean, literally, you could be this scenario we mentioned earlier about someone videotaping you. they could do that in within, you know, conceivably within 10 minutes, that could be up on the internet going all over the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without your knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, which brings me to a legal question. At some point in time, are there going to be consequences? Do you see the possibility of there someone passing a law that says you can't post something of someone else without their permission?
I think we may get to some of that.
Is that a good thing?
And again, it's going to depend whether it's a public or a private person or individual and public or private moment.
Right. Well,
you know, see, all of that is getting blurred today, too, because of the penetration of things like camera phones with little video clips and whatever. I mean, what's a private moment? Where do you define the difference between this is public and this is private?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think one of the things people need to be aware of is I used to always say to people, if you don't want it published in the front page of the New York Times, don't put it in email.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of my famous quote to people, because learning to use email, and that, like, it never went away, and it could, you didn't have control over where it went, was something that's important that people have basically figured it out over the last,
What does this mean for our brands?
What it means is that you have to be more aware that everything you do affects your brand, and you don't have control over when and how you're going to be presented to the public.
Right. What the implication is for companies is that they have to really work to make sure that all of their employees understand their brand and understand how their actions can impact the brand, even if they're not someone that's on the front line of the interaction with the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and things like... going to, you know, one of the things people that I've seen employees of companies do is when they're annoyed, they'll, you know, go out for a drink with their friends and complain about their company.
Right.
What if that's being videotaped now?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be just a lot more careful about what you do where.
Well, there was a time recently when you just told people, you know, don't be posting things like that on your blog.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, as you say, they just go to the... Well, the good thing about what we're talking about is, if there's one silver lining to this, I think, mm-hmm. it's that it lets small business owners understand the incrementalization of your brand. All the different ways that your brand can get out there and be a shining example of what you want it to be, or maybe a tarnished example.
Right.
And you gotta be the one to control that, if you can. Stand by, ladies. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jane Cameron and Gene Wilcox right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron are with us. They're our good friends and our branding experts. And we're talking, folks, about how the new media capability, the new media technologies can have an impact on all brands, but we're really more concerned about our own brands, aren't we, ladies?
Yes.
I mean, Coca-Cola can take care of themselves, can't they? I'm going to let GM handle their own problems. I'm worried.
Yep.
I'm worried about, you know, Small Business Advocate and my brands, not so much other people's brands. And just as many small business owners think that they don't even think about having a brand. They don't even value, or they don't place any kind of a consciousness on their brand. That same lax attitude could cause them to get into a bind if somebody tries to abuse their brand, couldn't it, Jane?
Yes. Or even not so much abuse their brand, but inadvertently harm their company's image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very, very important that everybody in a company now be aware
mm-hmm.
that they do represent the company, and unfortunately they represent the company all the time.
Let me throw out an example. Let's say that a delivery truck shows up at a strip joint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's after hours. The guy took the thing home, and he stops by for a drink, and it actually is a place that he probably shouldn't be. And he even pulls it around back or something.
Yep.
Well, you know, maybe a handful of people will drive by and see that. But if somebody videotapes that and gets the framing of the establishment in there and puts that up and spreads that out over the local internet through YouTube or whatever, and that gets out, that company may be, that business may be cooked.
It could be. And all it's going to take is one person who maybe is a customer who wasn't happy with you or didn't, you know, had a bad experience with the delivery person and says, oh, my God, look where that guy's truck is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of that kind of attitude in our society these days.
And so, the example I gave is a rude and obnoxious example. But the point is that if you've never spoken to your employees about these things, if you never said, guys, ladies, gentlemen, let's think about how we behave in the marketplace. When you leave here, you know, if you actually represent this company as well as yourself.
Yes.
Let's not be obtuse about this.
Yeah. Yes. And especially if you have something like a company car or truck with the name on it or a uniform which makes you very obviously, you know, identifiable with a certain company. I mean, when you're in that vehicle or in that uniform, you have to be very aware of the fact that you're representing the company.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just where you park your vehicle, as you said. You know, the vehicle may be parked by the strip joint but have nothing to do with the strip joint. And
right.
Suppose it's a diaper service.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just funny. And you can see where that would go the minute someone takes a photo of it.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
you've got now is services like CNN inviting people to send in their photos,
man.
And we'll put them on the national news.
Everybody
gets to be a national reporter now.
Now, see, I when you say things like that, that reminds me of what Daniel Patrick Moynihan said about 30 years ago. He was talking about our society, and he called it, he was talking about some of the tendencies in mm-hmm. our society. He called it defining deviancy down.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a great term? Defining deviancy down. So but the news media, I mean the 24/7 cable news
yeah.
guys, they're part of the problem too, because anyway, I won't get off into that, but that's another example of what we have to pay attention to. But as I say, if there's one thing that this could be good about, it's to remind and to introduce to small business owners that you have a brand that you need to not only leverage and lead with, you need to protect it.
Yeah, protect.
It's yes. that you need to protect it, and you need to, yeah, and that it's now that everybody who works in your company needs to understand that they represent your company, when they don't think that they do.
And who was it earlier, one of the two of you brilliant ladies said something about there are no private moments anymore?
I said that.
Yeah.
Jane said that. Yeah.
Jane said that. And Jane, that's so true. It's sad in a way.
We've lost a lot.
Yeah, we have. And I hope that there's something will happen. Maybe we can get some of that back. Maybe I'm being a hopeless romantic, but that's the way it is. I play the glad game around here anyway, sometimes, ladies. Thank you for being here, Jane and Jean. We appreciate it very much. Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2007 together. What do you think?
Happy New Year to you, Jim. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Bye, ladies. Abelard's ABCs of Branding, ladies and gentlemen, is their book, wherever books are sold. Quick break. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.